I can see very well. There's a boat on the reef with a broken back, and I can see it very well. There's a joke, and I know it very well. It's one of those that I told you long ago.
So my Everyone knows that smoking cigarettes is dangerous to your health, but did you realize that smokeless tobacco poses some of the same risks? Smokeless tobacco may irritate your gums, which can cause the tissue to recede and expose the roots of your tooth. That can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, and increased sensitivity to hot and cold foods. What's worse is that people who use chewing tobacco or snuff may increase their risk of developing oral cancer. 28 or more cancer-causing agents are found in smokeless tobacco. Some signs of oral cancer include gray, red, or white patches in your mouth, tenderness or numbness, or difficulty in chewing or speaking. If you notice any of these signs, be sure to see your dentist or physician. For the ADA Dental Minute, I'm Dr. Maria Lopez-Howell. For more information, visit our website at ada.org.
Speaking about smoking and things. Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead, just before that public service announcement. From the So Many Roads collection, a live version of Liberty, a song that that band was playing on their final tours, the last two tours, I guess, or at least the last 2 years of the life of that band, ending surprisingly, I guess, well, to some of us, I guess it was a surprise. To a lot of people, I guess it wasn't, back in 1995 with the death of Jerry Garcia. God rest his soul. Before that, Frank Zappa, another guy who is no longer with us and so important to the development of my own neuroses. That's from Absolutely Free, his second full-length, 1967. Wow, that's a long time ago. Back when I was still in Tuscaloosa, Mississippi, fishing crappies, as some of you might either know, those of you who grew up around me and still listen to my program, and some of you that maybe just know me from the memoirs that I published a few years ago, which is where I took the title of this particular show, Living in the Miniature World. The Duke of Prunes, of course, from Frank Zappa, from a wonderful record, start to finish, Absolutely Free. If you are only familiar with Frank Zappa's later work, go check out some of that early stuff, Absolutely Free, Lumpy Gravy, We're Only in It for the Money, the double record Freak Out, which preceded Absolutely Free. I could go on and on. Before that, the Brian Jonestown Massacre from, I guess that's got to be sometime in the 1990s, an alternate take, a better take, in my opinion, not humble, but my opinion. David Bowie is the name of the song, a love song for David Bowie from Anton and whoever was in his band at that moment. Before that, starting that set off, it was Elton John, almost 9 minutes of Elton John with Madman Across the Water, not the version that they're playing on the classic rock stations and have been since around 1971 when it was the title track of the Madman Across the Water record, but before that, I think, I don't know which came first, I shouldn't say if I don't know, but from Tumbleweed Connection, it's an alternate take that showed up on a remastered, remixed, and extended version of that album. It's a great record, Tumbleweed Connection, recognizing that Vlok's obsession with America and American culture, particularly West. That's from 1970, but anyway, that alternate take of Madman Across the Water just blows me away, makes me wonder if Elton John didn't focus so much on his songwriting, which was, of course, amazing, putting him in the club of 25 great songs or better, something that me and my friend Bob Bartosz go into now and again and discuss. But anyway, that's a different story, not the one I'm telling you right now. But imagine if he became a jam band in 1970, showing off that wonderful band that he did have. Man, oh man, that's good rock and roll. All right, before that, nothing. Well, something, but I already told you. So let's go back into the music. Did I tell you where we're from? Sure, I did. But I'll tell you again because I got to every 30 minutes. We're broadcasting live from the A. Sydney Katz studio here on the main campus of IIT. It's 88.9 FM streaming across the internet to everywhere that Al Gore allows this thing to go at www.radio.iit.edu. I said it fast, but you're already there. All right, I'm going to start off the next set. Maybe we'll extend it out a little bit. I'm not even half done today. Oh, it feels so good to have some time left. I got a lot of good music I want to play for you before I close down shop today. I'm going to lead off with something that I haven't really ever played on. Not really. I haven't ever played on the station before. It's a song called The Wrestler. And, yeah, you know why I'm playing this, but it's by Bruce Springsteen. I think it appeared in that Mickey Rourke movie, The Wrestler, which I never saw, but I heard it's pretty good. I got a version from China that doesn't work in my DVD player, so that's why I haven't been able to watch it. But anyway, it appears on his Working on a Dream record, and sure, I got to play it for David Diamond, wherever you might be.
Have you ever seen a one-trick pony in the field so happy and free? If you've ever seen a one-trick pony, then you've seen me. Have you ever seen a one-legged dog making his way down the street? If you've ever seen a one-legged dog, then you've seen me. Then you've seen me. I come and stand at every door, and you've seen me. I always leave with less than I had before, and you've seen me. But I can make you smile when the blood it hits the floor. Tell me, friend, can you ask for anything more? Tell me, can you ask for anything more? Have you ever seen a scarecrow filled with nothing but dust and weeds? If you ever seen that scarecrow, then you've seen me. Have you ever seen a one-armed man punching at nothing but the breeze? If you ever seen a one-armed man, then you've seen me. Then you've seen me. Come and stand at every door, and you've seen me. I always leave with less than I had before, and you've seen me. But I can make you smile when the blood it hits the floor. Tell me, friend, can you ask for anything more? Tell me, can you ask for anything more? These things that have comforted me, I drive away. This place that is my home, I cannot stay. My only faith's in the broken bones and bruises I display. Have you ever seen a one-legged man trying to dance his way free? If you ever seen a one-legged man, then you seen me.
sleeping. I don't know if I should be believing this empty perceiving. But if you don't mind, just makes me feel you're putting me down. And if it's true, this pathetic clown will keep hanging around. That's if you don't mind. I stayed at home. When I'm dreaming, I'm just lying in my bed. I think you've got it in for me. Is it all in my head? Is it in my head? When you convince me, when everything I see just makes me feel you're pulling me down. And if it's true, this pathetic clown will keep hanging around. That's if you don't mind.
Fireworks in my head, my mouth is getting dry. I'm standing at the crossroads tonight, but I'm ready to fly. Somehow I know that I'm ready. Somehow I know that I'm ready. Somehow I know that I'm ready. I'm ready tonight. Are you ready for the first time?
Are you ready tonight?
Are you ready for the first time?
Are you ready tonight?
Are you ready for the first time tonight? I know I'm ready. There's a fire in my heart and a fire in my soul. There's a chance to be young, but there's a chance to grow. And behind every door is a story. It's never been told.
Thank you very much. Welcome to our show.
Straight. lose everything. Something burning deep inside of me. Running the fear, Puerto Rican. Girls took us to the 40s. I don't wanna be alone again.
Hanging on the corner, 152nd and Broadway. A car's passing by, but none I've seen to go my way. A New York City, oh, I wish I was on the highway.
Back to Olympia.
With Stay Free. Stay with me. I'll be back in 62 seconds.
The American Dental Association is America's leading advocate for oral health. In 2009, the ADA proudly celebrated its 150th anniversary. In 1859, the first 26 members came together to form the American Dental Association. Today, the ADA represents over 157,000 members, and its goal remains the same, to continually strive for excellence in the dental field. As a leader in research, the ADA has advanced dental technology and helped make patients' dental experiences more comfortable. As an advocate for public health, the ADA created the ADA Seal of Acceptance, a symbol that represents a quality and safe dental product. Congratulations to the American Dental Association for 150 years of excellence in the dental field and service to patients. For the ADA Dental Minute, I'm Dr. Maria Lopez Howell. For more information, visit our website at ada.org.
Let me add my congratulations to them as well. This is DJ John, broadcasting live from a darkening Friday afternoon here in the city of Chicago on the south side, not far from Sell Field, right directly on the main campus of IIT. And this is 88.9 FM. We got some ping pong players. We got a billiards player or two. The architectural tours continue throughout the winter. So if you're down on the main campus, let me say there is no better time than an architectural tour of the IIT main campus, particularly the McCormick Tribune Center, where the Fishbowl, where our radio station is located. Come on down. It's good free fun, particularly around the holidays where it's decorated. You'll know what I mean if you come on down and see that. All right, enough plugging for our beautiful space here. What did we hear? We heard Stay Free from The Clash from Give 'Em Enough Rope, an album that maybe was not so well received when it came out, getting a little heavy metal arena rock production from Sandy Pearlman, but in retrospect, some of the best Clash songs of all, and that's saying something, from 1978, The Clash, Give 'Em Enough Rope. Before that, The Ramones, as my friend in high school used to say, The Ramones. I call them The Ramones. Anyway, it's Jeffrey Levine, I believe, is his real name. Joey Ramone singing about the KKK taking his baby away. Still another 2.5 minute pop gem from the Ramones. Is Joey Ramone in the club? 25 great songs at least. Maybe just on that one record, 25 great songs. Before that, Rancid, second generation Clash to be sure. Olympia Washington off of their amazingly good record, and Out Came the Wolves. That goes back to 1995. Before that, a band called Otis and the Elevators from Champaign, Illinois, playing one of their several final shows. That one I'm not exactly sure when took place. A J. Rosenstein composition, Are You Ready?, him taking the lead on that. Before that, the Buzzcocks from 1978, I believe, I Don't Mind, off of Singles Going Steady, a compilation of their singles that I don't think appeared on any actual full lengths. So everyone is just fine. The Buzzcocks, great songwriters from that first punk era. Before that, Richard Thompson, a man that has troubled me over the years. I'd like to think I'd done the same for him. She Twists the Knife Again from Across a Crowded Room. I think that might be the first or second post-Richard and Linda Thompson breakup record. It might be the first. I can't remember exactly. But from the mid-'80s, a great record and an intense song, She Twists the Knife Again. I don't know who he's talking about. Do you? Before that, Sonic Youth from Dirty, 1992, Sugar Cane, as accessible a song as you'll hear from Thurston and his band, but one that just rocks. Before that, I have to confess, I didn't play the entire 9.5 minutes. I sort of cut into the middle, as I have license to do here, being the DJ and all. It's Neil Young's Down by the River, covered by Low with Dirty Three. What a combination that is. Picking it up in the middle after quite an extended jam that I just didn't have time to play at all. You can find it on the In the Fish Tank EP. I don't remember which in that series that particular volume is, but a lovely Down by the River with, what's her name, the female singer from Low. I don't remember what her name is. I'm really sorry. I want to say Georgia, but I think that's the singer from Yola Tango. Anyway, I'm mixing up my singing drummers or singing bassists. Look, I'm way out there. I'm beyond my expertise. I admit it. Starting everything off, though, and I think this is the reason for my mind melding, it's The Wrestler, taking me way back to those early days in Philadelphia, to be perfectly truthful about it. When I was a wrestler during my first decade of life on this planet, Bruce Springsteen singing for a different wrestler, not David, my friend, but for someone else, whoever the character is that Mickey Rourke played. Okay, I'm going to shut up now because I got a half hour left. I've got at least 30 minutes more of music. But that's all I'm going to do today. Come back 2 weeks from today. I won't be here next Friday. But if you're listening live, come back in 2 weeks. I'm going to play the second half of this Indulgelooza that I do call Living in the Miniature World. Part two is I Am Standing, or But I Am Standing. It's a punchline to a joke that I tell all the time, and it's really not that funny. But here's Tom McRae singing A Day Like Today, if I can get it going. I'm a little slow on the uptake today. Here we go.